I imagine most of us have no trouble naming the thing or things that we fear the most. I bet when I just said that, some of you had your biggest fear pop right into your head. One of my biggest fears is relatively common. A quick Google search reveals that at least 15% of Americans share my fear, and at least half of people in the United Kingdom. But somehow, that knowledge doesn't make it any easier for me to live with. My fear is going to the dentist. Unlike some fears and phobias that have no obvious logical source, I had some dental surgery when I was a teenager, and I wasn't numbed up enough when they did the procedure, so now every time I even take my kids to see the dentist, I begin to sweat, and my heart beats more quickly, and I have to really focus to stay present. Fear is a universal part of being human. At its root, fear simply is the awareness of danger, so in a sense, it's a good thing that we're able to feel fear. Certainly in our evolution as a species, fear helped us to survive and thrive. But not all fear is created equal. Far too many people live with fear of likely harm. Some fear being harmed by a loved one's violence. Others are afraid of being assaulted for their gender, their sexual orientation, or race. Many are afraid of being deported. And because of the stigma that still surrounds domestic violence, because of our patriarchal, cis-heteronormative culture, because of growing nationalism in this country, people with gender, social, political, and economic privilege are often able to use this fear to control others. Being afraid of things like the dentist or bugs or clowns, these things are also quite common. But this is a different kind of fear. These are everyday things we are likely to encounter throughout our lives, things we know we will probably have to deal with at some point, however much we might dread it, and things that in and of themselves do not pose a threat necessarily. Dentists, bugs, and clowns do not represent an imminent threat, even if we've had terrible experiences with them in the past. But there's a third kind of fear. These are the fears most of us feel only occasionally, usually about things that only might happen. These are things we desperately want not to happen, but are reminded could happen when we watch or listen to or read the news. These are fears about things like nuclear war or getting a terminal illness, our house being foreclosed or burning down, or something terrible happening to our children. This kind of fear is different because it is rooted in the reality that we can't control how the world or our lives unfold. All of these things could happen, and while they are statistically unlikely or usually won't happen for a while off, that seems like cold comfort to those for whom these fears have been a reality. No matter what we each are afraid of, it can be hard to live with fear, especially if what we fear is losing our sense of power or control. This kind of fear sure seems to be at the root of the austerity and authoritarian trends we are experiencing here in the U.S. and around the world. Much law and policy begins first among people who feel afraid of losing economic control, political control, social and cultural power. I also think this is why religion is so often framed in terms of overcoming fear or finding release from it. Buddhist teaching points to fear as the source of ego, probably because of how often our fears are about the future. In this tradition, practicing staying in the present, in the here and now, offers a way to find release from future-oriented fear. In the Hebrew Bible and Christian scriptures, there are dozens of stories about prophets urging their people to fear God. But alongside of those stories are many others in which angels appear and tell people immediately to fear not. What are we supposed to make of that? Now, since most of us don't have angels to comfort us when we are afraid, and because fear is so hardwired into us as human beings, I actually don't think it's worth it to try and avoid feeling fear altogether. I think the real challenge is to try and live out of a sense of faith in what's possible, faith in our purpose, rather than fear of what might happen. Because as Meg Barnhouse points out in today's reading, it seems we are often afraid of all of the wrong things. We live our lives feeling afraid of bad things that might happen, but we don't think about what will never happen if we allow fear to fence in our lives. It's like in our Time for All Ages story this morning, if the frogs had allowed themselves to act out of their fear, they probably would have drowned. But the older frog's insistence that they hold on to hope is what caused them to keep swimming and transform their circumstances so they could live to hop another day. But living out of faith, not fear, is not just for imaginary characters. There are lots of real people bravely living each day by acting out of a sense of faith in what's possible rather than fear of what might happen. Last Sunday at our panel about becoming a sanctuary church, we heard from two women who work with undocumented people in our communities. Whether they escaped over the border in adulthood or were carried over as a babe or child in arms, these are people who took incredible physical, emotional, and financial risk, leaving their native countries for a life with few protections and absolutely no guarantees here in the United States. Every day brings challenges that those of us with papers are privileged not to have to face. But in spite of these challenges and living under threat of detainment and deportation, they raise their families, volunteer in their schools and churches, pay taxes, and many go on to become doctors and lawyers and teachers and community organizers. I cannot imagine that such a life is possible without feeling fear. But it certainly wouldn't be possible if they acted out of that fear. Now, I'm not sure that I'm ever going to get to the point that I don't feel scared when I go to the dentist, but I'm doing my best not to allow that fear to keep me from dental health care. I also know for a fact that I'll worry about my kids' safety and well-being forever. But I try not to let that fear keep me from letting them live their lives to the fullest. And while this church cannot dismantle the world's oppressions by itself, we are here to listen, we are here to comfort, we are here to offer support, and we are committed to showing up for justice when and where we can. Together, we have the courage to work out of our shared purpose, out of our faith in what justice and goodness and mercy is possible through the combination of our efforts and the efforts of so many others. Early 20th century merchant and philanthropist John Shedd once wrote, "A ship is safe in harbor, but that's not what ships are built for." What are the ships in our lives? What are we holding back out of fear? What blessings or resources can we bring to bear in the service of deep and important purpose? May we all find the courage we need to embark on the fullness of life's journey, to live with our inevitable fears, but not be defined by them, and to act out of faith in what is possible. Because it's only in striving toward our deepest purpose, towards what is possible, that our hopes and dreams can ever become a reality. Amen.